Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source, a production of Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Well, folks, as always, we start our show out with Ron Pastana and Bill Bentley doing that little jingle that they done for us here at Stars Radio and Racers Reunion. And tonight's show is going to be dedicated to Ron Pastana. Because we have Bill Bentley on the line with us, and we've had Bill here several times. Bill just released his documentary that he put together about the life of Ron Pastana. Bill, welcome back to Stars Radio.
Thank you, Jerry. It's really fantastic to be back on the radio again and talking about, you know, my favorite subject, which is racing and music and what Ron and I were able to accomplish including visiting you there in South Carolina and having a wonderful time at your Racers Reunion event.
Well, we definitely enjoyed having you guys out there. Bill, for our listeners that might not be familiar with Ron Pastana and some of his accomplishments and achievements, can you kind of bring our listeners up to date a little bit about Ron Pastana and how you, Bill Bentley, come involved with Ron and y'all's little story together?
Sure. Well, you know, it all started in 2004. I had made a decision that I wanted to start seeing some short track races after being a fan of NASCAR for so many years. I'd never gone to a short track and seen it live. So there's one near my home in California called Altamont, which, of course, now is closed. But at the time, they were running late models and mini super trucks and super stocks, and they were running modifieds, and it was quite an active half-mile short track, you know, running it on pavement. And so I went down and started seeing some races there, and I just loved it. I got really hooked to it, and I was there every single Saturday night. I never missed one. And one Saturday night, the announcer, Outback Andy, mentioned that one of the super truck racers was an aspiring recording artist, and he had written all these songs. And so Outback kind of turned to the audience during the autograph session and looked at all the fans and said, "Hey, if there's any music producers out there, why don't you come down and shake hands with this guy, Ron Pastana, because he really needs some help." So, you know, a little light bulb went off in my head. I thought, wow, maybe my fantasy of being a race car driver could work out with this guy. He could put me in a race car and I'll put him in the studio. So I go down and I shake his hand and I go, "Hey, man, I got an offer here, and see what you think about it. I'll make you a rock star if you'll make me a race car driver." And so he didn't really think I was serious at first, but then he realized that I was dead serious. And so I brought him in the studio and we started recording songs, and he put me in the race car and started basically training me to be a legitimate race car driver. And I ended up getting my NASCAR license locally and doing quite a few races, and I did get one win, and they, you know, I also raced at Altamont and got a podium finish, and they gave me money for that one. So at that moment, I became a professional, at least for one night. It was like $15 or something. I was so thrilled.
Well, y'all guys hooked up, and y'all had a career together. You know, you working, producing his music, him working on you as a race car driver. But, you know, Ron come from a racing background, a racing family. Tell our listeners a little bit about Ron's racing background and how he come to love racing so much.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, his father actually had a team of two race cars that ran in the 1950s, I think, in the early 60s, and ran all the local tracks. And he was also, you know, really good friends with Bob Swikert, who he, you know, in 1955, he won the Indianapolis 500. So he's, you know, quite a well-known celebrity. And so they were really involved, the Pastana family was really involved in the 50s, 60s in the local racing scene. And His father was the contractor that built Altamont. So his, you know, his inn was already assured. But, you know, as you well know, in the 50s and the 60s, it wasn't safe like today. And a lot of drivers got killed. And so Ron's father made Ron promise that he would never climb into a race car, even though that was Ron's obsession and wanted to do it, but never did it. And then after his dad passed, he decided he was going to start racing. So that was his beginning, and he raced pretty much exclusively at Altamont in the, in the 90s is when he started. And then he moved into the Mini Super Trucks at Altamont. And then he finally ended up winning the championship in 2006 at Altamont.
Excuse me. And, you know, having conversations with Ron, there was nothing he liked more than climbing in a race car and just the thrill from the racing and, you know, being around in his life and the experiences that he had, you know, that inspired him to write a whole CD full of racing-related songs. And, Bill, you helped him produce a lot of those songs. Do you know some of the inspiration behind some of those songs that he was able to put words to?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, really, you know, every one of them. I know that, for example, the song Fence Kids really was a kind of a historical reminiscing view of what it was like when Ron was a child and he'd go to the races with his dad, and he and his friends would just climb up on the fence to try and get as close as possible. And of course, even back in those days, they tried to, track workers tried to keep the kids off the fence, and it's, you know, a little dangerous right there at the track, and so they go rush them off, and then the kids would come right back 2 seconds later and jump back up on the fence. So they were fence kids, basically, is what their slang term was, and they would stare into the faces of these racers as they went by, and the racers would acknowledge them on the warm-up laps. And so when Ron was actually in the race car so many decades later, Fence Kids still existed, and he used to be able to look at those Fence Kids as he would go down the front straight slow and reminisce. He'd look into the eyes of those kids and go, you know, that was me back in the day, and now here I am. So that was very inspirational for him, I think. And I think another one of those songs that really stands out for me is Hot Lap My Ashes. Hot Lap My Ashes is a very strange kind of prophetic song that asks the people that are left behind after Ron passes to put his ashes in some Speedy Dry, pour the ashes out on the racing surface, and then hot lap his ashes. And you know what, Jerry? They did it. They actually put his ashes, and I've got the film to prove it. It's in the movie. I've got the footage to prove it.
Well, you know, I remember that particular song that you're talking about, "Hot Lap My Ashes Away." That was one that y'all had just finished up before y'all came out here to Columbia, and it's a song that gets to you, even if something hadn't happened to Ron. But to know that that was one of his last songs that y'all worked on together, and then to have Ron to lose his life in a racing accident, I'm gonna tell you, brother, it was hard, and I know it was extremely hard for you because you was a lot closer to him than we were. But Ron just meant a tremendous amount to us here at Racers Reunion and Stars Radio. Just, you know, his personality, you know. He could walk into a room and, you know, everybody just started smiling because that's just the kind of personality Ron had. And, you know, you could sit down, you could talk music with him, you could talk racing with him. And we like to talk sweet tea with him because he didn't know what sweet tea was until he come out here to South Carolina.
You had to educate both of us, as I recall.
That's exactly right. So, what's some of the other songs there, Ron? One of them that I like It's called Angel in Flames. Can you tell us a little bit of background about that song?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, Ron was very inspired by this this race car driver, and I'm so sorry, but her name slips my mind right at the moment, but she was sort of the local Danica Patrick, let's say, of the local scene. And so he was so impressed with what she was doing in race cars and the results that she was getting, he really wanted to dedicate a song to her. And she had this moniker on her race car that said Angel in Flames, and, you know, with all the cool flames coming out of it and the decal, you know, on the race car. And so he decided, instead of, you know, using a specific name in the song, he would just call it Angel in Flames. And we did the song, and it was really well received. And then another female race car driver, sprint car driver, she was coming up, and her name is Alyssa Giving, and she's still a sprint car star and in this area. So we modified the song, and as you know, we've done a lot of modifications of songs to make them more specific. We did one for Racers Reunion, and so we threw her name in there. And so instead of Angel in Flames, it was Alyssa Giving is the Angel in Flames. So we're able to adapt that song at a later point for a new use. And that's one of the things that made our music so widespread, is that we would customize these songs to match specific scenarios or drivers or tracks or events. One of the things that I changed was, you know, the song 99 Speedway, which was a tribute to the closure of, you know, 99 Speedway, which fortunately reopened, but we did a song that was sort of the farewell song to 99 Speedway, and I, for the film, I adapted it to Altamont Speedway, and so I took out the 99 Speedway lyrics, and I inserted the Altamont Speedway lyrics, and I'll be damned if you can't tell whether or not if Ron's in there singing Altamont, or he's singing, or I'm singing it, because I was able to recreate his voice, so to speak. So I can't wait for you to hear that one. Did you get that on the CD?
I have, but the only one I went and listened to was the new song, Racing My Truck. I haven't listened to the entire CD yet, but because I had, that's the only one I had not heard. I wasn't aware that you had went in and changed some of these songs, so now I'm going to have to listen to the whole CD from one end to the other.
Well, great. You know, the that song you mentioned, Racing My Truck, it's funny because, you know, after we lost Ron, that was kind of the end of the new music from, you know, Ron Piston and the Pit Crew, you know, the band. And so we didn't have any more recordings to release. And while I was editing the film, Gentleman Champion, I stumbled across an old song that we had done but never finished, called Racing My Truck. And so I went into the old files and listened to see what we had recorded on it, and basically it was just the demo, which means that, you know, we had the one pass on the lead vocal. He just sang it once. But I had that, and I was able to use that version of the song and then build an entire studio arrangement around it and turn it into a finished master. And it ended up on the CD and in the movie.
Awesome. Well, I used a song. I did a video, put together a little slideshow video, and it was on YouTube for the longest time, and I think it finally played out. It was Devil in Your Helmet song, and this all took place when Brad Keselowski and Carl Edwards was going at each other, and I kind of took some different photos I found off the internet and everything, and used the music to Devil in Your Helmet. And, you know, at one time it was like 300,000 views, you know, and so many people
was
asking.
So that was yours? I didn't know you did that one.
I sure did. And so many people want to know where that song come from, you know. So I'd send people and tell them, okay, this is where the song come from. Go check out his music, you know. And, you know, it just, it took off. You know, I mean, I was just having a little bit of fun with some friends because I like the song to start out with, Devil in Your Helmet, and then when Brad and Carl was going at it, you know, it just fit right together, you know, because them two was trying to wreck and kill each other, so.
You know, it's interesting. I can tell you the one time that I actually experienced that as a race car driver, it wasn't in any stock cars. It was actually indoor kart racing. And I'll never forget it. Someone bumped me and knocked me out of the way, and it just really rubbed me the wrong way. And I honestly, I didn't know who it was. All I could see was, you know, the back of their helmet as they blew by me. And I just got rageful. I really got upset. And so my theory was, I'm just going to catch up to him, and I don't care, you know. You know what I mean? It's like a devil was in my helmet. So they throw the checkered flag, right? And so he slows down, and I come in, I hit him full speed just to pay him back. Well, as it turns out, he's a 6'3" cop.
Oh, no.
And fortunately, he didn't take it personally, and he got out of the go-kart and didn't even, like, really care. You know, to him,
wow.
I guess it was just, you know, me not knowing that we were slowing down. That's what I assumed. Because if you'd know what I really wanted to do, it could have been a really bad day for me.
Yes,
so
it could have been.
I did have a devil in my helmet that time.
Well, I think all of us that's been on the racetracks had a devil in our helmet at one time or another. You know, sometimes your emotions get the best of you. And you talk about emotions getting the best of you. When I found out that you was putting this documentary together to document the life of Ron Pestana, you know, it was real sentimental. You know, it was just like the Sunday that I found out that Ron had passed away. I had seen a post that you had put up on Facebook, and I had contacted you to make sure that I was understanding everything correctly. And you took the time and effort, and it took some money that a lot of people helped donate and put this documentary together. And you titled it Gentleman Champion. And Ron Pestana was our gentleman champion to many of us here. Especially out here on the East Coast, you know, a lot of folks didn't know who Ron Pestana was to start out with, but hopefully we educated some of them. And, you know, I just want to applaud you for taking the time and putting that together. And if you would, tell us a little bit about what all it took, and don't want to give everything away because we want people to buy the CD, our DVD.
Right.
So tell it, you know, you just tell us a little bit about it, what it took to put this DVD together.
Well, what's amazing is that the last time I saw Ron alive, we were having a kind of a reminiscing lunch. And so we were sitting down having our sandwiches at a restaurant, and we were talking about everything we had accomplished and in terms of the racing and the music and what an amazing adventure we had had. And we were talking about, well, what should we do next? And we were considering some ideas for the future, but all in all, the gist of the conversation was that, you know, we realized we had done something really special. And it was apparent to both of us that it was important to let it outlive us because the music was valuable and the story was valuable. So we made a deal. We made a pact right there at that lunch. And the deal was whoever dies first, the other guy is in charge of keeping it alive and promoting the music and promoting the story. It fell on me, man. And I couldn't think of anyone who could better tell this story of friendship and cooperation and finding ways to live your dreams than myself. And I didn't really think I could pull off a feature film. I mean, that's a pretty daunting task, but I'd already done a short documentary and it was very successful. So I thought, well, you know, it's up to me. I made the deal. So, you know, I have to. So I went and started raising funds and I had a lot of your listeners and yourself contribute. And I really do appreciate it. And, you know, to all the people that have been fans of ours and that have helped me to, finance this film, God bless you for that, and I hope I did you right.
Well, I haven't had a chance to sit down and watch it yet. We're going to sit down and have a little movie review with Wayne Wilson, who was a member, a vital person out there at Columbia Speedway, helping get all that cleaned up, and actually spent some time with him this weekend, him and his wife Jean, and we decided we're going to sit down in the near future and watch it. So I don't want to watch it ahead of time. I want to, view it just, for the very first time with those folks. But someone sent me a question here a few minutes ago, and I think I already know the answer to this question there, Bill, but I'm going to ask you anyway. They want to know, have you climbed back in a race car since Ron's passing?
That's such a good question. Actually, when we did the big movie premiere at a very, big theater, like a 250-seat theater on the big screen, and we premiered it last week, as a matter of fact. And we had a question and answer period afterwards, and that was the first question. The first question was, have I been in a race car since? And I can tell you this, after Ron passed, he was running the same series that I was running, and this is in 2012, and I just so happened that I missed that race, so I wasn't there. But 2 weeks, I guess it was 3 weeks after that fateful day, I went ahead and ran the series and, climbed back in the race car because I didn't want to get, intimidated by that. And so I did run, and I think I finished fifth. And that was my last event. So since 2012, the only racing I've done has been a little bit of indoor kart racing, but which I won. So I guess I still got something. He really trained me well in those go-karts. That's how we came up. Ron put me in. I was doing probably a couple thousand laps during my training in the indoor karts, and so it really paid off.
Well, Bill, if someone is interested in getting a copy of the DVD Gentleman Champion, or they would like a copy of the CD with Ron and your music, how's the best way for them to go about getting that?
It's just gentlemanchampion.com.
Okay, there you go, folks. And what's the cost of the CD and the DVD there, Ron? Or Bill?
The DVD, by the way, I am channeling Ron, so it's okay to say that.
Okay.
The DVD is $20 and the CD is $10.
Awesome. And remember, folks, it's going to be great. I know it is. Anything that Bill Bentley's put together is going to be a fantastic thing. Bill, my mom and dad says to tell you hello. And if you need some sweet tea, let them know. They'll ship you some sweet tea out to California. So,
well, I got a better idea. How about I come and just get it served to me right there?
Hey, that's what I'm talking about, brother. Hey, I tell you what, Bill, now, if you want to come over here, we'll see if we can't find a venue to show your movie, and I'd love to have you come over here and be over here on a night that we could show this, maybe a couple hundred people. If we could work that out, that would just be fantastic, buddy.
That'd be fantastic. I can't tell you how proud I am of this movie. It really, I think, is going to help launch the value of talking about racing from a more sentimental, tracks that have closed, people that have passed, but the heyday and what racing meant to.
Ooh. Jerry, it shows he's still connected, but I don't know what happened.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm still here. But it's time for us to get out of here. Bill, if you can hear me, buddy, I really appreciate you taking some time and coming over here and talking about this. I'll make sure that I put a link up on my Facebook page and Racers Reunion page. Folks, if you want to go get a copy of Gentleman Champion DVD, the documentary about the life and times of Ron Pestana. Folks, this is going to be a great movie, I promise you. You want to take the time to do it. It's time for us to get out of here for the night. Our military unit of the week is the U.S. Army Recruiting Station out of Burlington, Vermont. Private First Class Noah Nevin sent us an email over there and said that there's a lot of racers up in the Vermont area, and I know they are. We appreciate all you guys in the military tuning in and listening to us. We appreciate everybody tuning in and listening to us. We'll say an extra prayer for all our military with everything going on in today's world. We'll see everybody back here next Monday night for another edition of Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source. Our production of the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Patrick Reynolds and Speedway Report coming up at 7:30.